With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Biden campaign believes it can win Florida in November because of the abortion issue. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Donald Trump won Florida in both the 2016 and 2020 elections, and it's a state dominated by Republicans at the state level. But Joe Biden's re-election campaign team sees an opening. It believes he can win in Florida this year after the state Supreme Court cleared the way for a GOP-backed law banning abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Democrats have scored several election victories since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and they believe that trend could continue in the Sunshine State. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has met with Chinese Premier Li Qiang this morning and sent a message of mutual cooperation despite the nation's differences. After focusing on trade and economic issues for the first 2 days of her visit, Yellen turned to broader U.S.-China relationship issues in this meeting today, saying, quote, "We have put our bilateral relationship on a more stable footing." Amazon cutting hundreds of jobs, this time in its cloud computing unit, AWS. It's part of a strategic shift, the company says.
The company says it'll trim a few hundred roles in the team that overlooks technology for physical stores. The move comes just after Amazon said it was ditching Just Walk Out technology in its U.S. grocery stores. Amazon says it's also cutting several hundred roles in the AWS sales, marketing, and global service organization.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Small-town businesses are embracing the eclipse crowds as weekend festivities heat up before Monday's big event. Overcast skies forecast for Monday's Cosmic Wonder across Texas, already packing in eclipse chasers. The good track will run from Mexico through Maine. This is SRN News. Muslim terrorism leading to food insecurity in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concern reports that roughly 25% of the population faces hunger and malnutrition, in part because of ongoing violence in the country. More than 100 armed groups are fighting to control the mostly Christian nation, and attacks on believers are regularly carried out by Islamic radicals. The United Nations has declared the DRC to be the least food-secure country on earth, and the government there seems incapable of solving the problem. Florida may become the next state to allow people to smoke pot. On a vote of 5-2, the state Supreme Court has decided to allow on the November ballot a measure that would let companies which already grow and sell medicinal marijuana to sell it to adults 21 and up for any reason. The ballot measure would also make possession of marijuana for personal use legal. Despite warnings of doctors and clergymen, many states are legalizing pot. This is SRN News. Kansas lawmakers approve another year's worth of funding for state agencies, but not without controversy.
That action comes after a few legislators staged a last-minute public protest over a 93% pay increase for lawmakers. You heard that correct. 93% pay hike. The Senate approved the bill 26-12. Meanwhile, in the House, the vote was 78-44. The measure now goes to Democratic Governor Laura Kelly, who is expected to sign it into law. Jason Walker reporting.
A dog missing in California since the summer has turned up more than 2,000 miles away in suburban Detroit. Police found the stray dog and took it to the Grosse Pointe Animal Adoption Society, which found that Mishka, as it was named, had an identity chip. They scanned it and got the dog back home. It was probably stolen. This is SRN News.